Podcast 4.
Yep. Welcome to The Upfront Investor with Dale Gillam, Chief Analyst at Wealth Within and author of the book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%. I'm Philip Wiedner. Today we're going to be speaking with Dale on selecting stocks for your portfolio. Hello, Dale. How are you?
I'm really good, Philip.
Excellent. It's good to see you. Over the past couple of weeks, we've spoken about the necessary steps that people must take in order to construct a portfolio. This week, I thought you could give us an introduction on picking stocks for the portfolio and on portfolio management itself.
Oh, no problems, Philip. I mean, pretty much the constructing portfolios is an area where a lot of people make mistakes, and I found it's probably even into the financial services industry where financial planners and brokers really don't know how to do this. But the technical side of portfolio management isn't really that difficult, but getting it right will actually make sure you get better returns. If you get it wrong, your actual returns are going to be varied dramatically, and I see lots of portfolios that are actually constructed incorrectly. But you can spend anywhere between 1 or 2 hours a month running your portfolio, and you can still get really, really good returns. So I think people should set a goal for what sort of returns they want, and there'll be a portfolio that they can construct for that.
Obviously, the more time you put into, or would you say that the more time you put into managing your portfolio, the better your returns will be, or no?
It's not necessarily a correlation between how much time you spend managing the portfolio. It's more picking the right style of stocks for the type of portfolio you want to create.
Mm-hmm. Well, last week we, hold on one sec, sorry.
That's all right.
A bit fast.
Take two.
Mm-hmm. Last week you talked with Maureen about selecting stocks for the portfolio. Now, how do people know when to hold, when to buy, when to sell stocks in their portfolio?
Really, looking at when to buy and when to hold and when to sell is really about watching the trends of the stocks. I mean, stocks move up and down, and that's just what they do. It's sort of like a stairway to heaven in my book. People want them to go up and not go down, but stocks that are going up, you want in your portfolio. Anything that's going down, you really don't want to, but... What I do is a really, really simple rule that I teach people in my book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%, is just using really basic trend lines. And all they need is a ruler and a pencil, and they can do these things. And they can get some information or some charts off the web and do this buying and selling, or know when to buy and sell and when to hold on to stocks by using these.
Mm. Well, could you tell us a little more about trend lines, for our listeners that may not be familiar with them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if... Really, in effect, trend lines measure the rating change in price of a stock. So they're actually what they call a momentum indicator. So trend lines measure time and price, so to speak, and how fast a market will rise in time and price. But they're really sort of a support or resistance level for price in a stock. And so keeping it really, really simple, get your ruler and pencil out and we can draw some lines. But for example, that a stock that's it's rallying and it's moving up in price, it means there's more buyers than sellers. I mean, that's what makes prices go up. There's disequilibrium in the market. And it could be anything from buying a house to being at some antique auction. If there's more people wanting to buy, the price goes higher. More people not wanting to buy, the price will come lower. So, or there's more sellers, the market will fall away. And the trend lines measure that rate of buying and selling, or that momentum into that. So, as I said, if there's lots more buyers, the market will move up, and the trend line will show us that.
But what sort of period do people use trend lines?
You can use them over any sort of period of time. I mean, I suggest people use it over the longer period of time. In my book, I talk about using them on monthly bar charts, which quite surprises a lot of people. I get a lot of people entering into the share market, and they want to look at daily data, and daily data is irrelevant as far as the share market is concerned, because it's really just very, very short-term emotion. And what we want is we all want shares that go up 100% in price in 12 months. And I don't think there's anybody that I've ever met hasn't want that. But what you're looking at is the more longer-term moves, and you'll see those on the weekly and monthly charts, not the daily charts. The daily charts could be just an announcement that Rupert Murdoch's got a cold, and so you get a bit of fluctuation. But really longer-term timeframes are better.
Excellent. Well, could you explain to us what's required to draw, say, a downward trend line then perhaps an upward one?
Yeah, I mean, I really can. I mean, it's probably a little bit hard on talking to people, not being able to see it visually, but really drawing an uptrend line or downtrend line, the rules are exactly similar, and I do outline them in my book on how to draw both an uptrend and a downtrend line. So if people want to look at my book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%, they'll find out. But really, you begin by drawing a downward trend line by starting at the highest price you can see on that chart. Get your rule and a pencil out, and you'd start drawing a line across successively lower peaks. Because markets, it's like a stairwell, as I mentioned earlier, where you get steps, and you've got to pick your foot up, put it down onto the next step, to give yourself the leverage to move higher, and you keep putting one foot in front of successively higher, and when you go downstairs, it's the opposite. So those steps that the market takes in downward moves and upward moves, so downward moves, you'll be drawing your trend line across the peaks or the tops of the steps.
Yep.
And on an uptrend line, you'll be drawing your trend line along the bottoms or the troughs of the steps. And that's as simple as it can get. So, and by getting your ruler and pencil out, just draw some lines and make some money.
Sounds clear enough to me. Now, they can see this in the book. There is they're actually drawing examples of this.
Oh, absolutely. There's charts and there's actually the step-by-step how to do these sorts of things. So, as I said, all they need is a ruler and pencil. They don't need to have any whiz-bang software or anything. As long as they can get onto an E-Trade or a ComSec or even the ASX website, they can get free charts to draw some lines on.
Wonderful. Well, now I've got my ruler, my pencil, and I've drawn my lines. Now, how would, say, me or the listeners, in fact, know when to buy and sell based on the trend lines?
Really, all that happens is, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, trend lines are a momentum indicator, but they do show the support or resistance for that share or that market that you're actually looking at. So looking to buy a stock, you want a stock that's been in a downtrend for a while and is now changing to an uptrend, because you want to buy at the earliest possible time that you know that the upward move is about to happen. You're not trying to pick the bottom prices. So when we're looking at a downtrend and we've drawn our line across the peaks or the tops of the steps, that's creating a barrier or, if you like, a ceiling to the stock's rising. Once the stock or the price of that stock breaks through the ceiling, then you can buy. So it's breaking through the trend line. So you need to see it break through clearly on a couple of weeks. If you see the price break through a downtrend line on a couple of weeks, you can buy that share. The inverse is correct for selling shares. So if you're looking at an uptrend, you've got your trend line drawn up along the bottoms of the steps. So that's actually being a flaw. And it's like if you're walking up the steps and you start falling through the top step, you're going a long way to go to fall through those steps. So what will happen is if price falls through that uptrend line and does it for a couple of weeks, then it's probably a good idea to sell.
Wonderful. Now, all this is covered in your book, How to Beat the Managed Funds by 20%, as you said.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for your time this week, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Now, if you would like any further information on any of the topics we've discussed today, you can contact Wealth Within by visiting their website, www.wealthwithin.com.au. Dale, thank you, and I look forward to chatting with you again.
My pleasure.
Wonderful.